Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Even if it's something that's completely senseless, or something we don't get, 800-259-9231. I don't know, Mark, did you figure out this Mr. Wanata guy or whatever? Leo Wanta?
Reading half of the rambling website that I saw, I got tired of it.
So it's a kook website?
It just felt that way.
Yeah. Whenever it's that long, whenever you get a website with just this long, rambling page that just goes on forever, you pretty much you know that you're on a crackpot website. I mean, there's just no formatting to it. It's just a one paragraph that just goes on and on and on. 800-259-9231. So that was from last hour. Kicking off the hour number three of the Wednesday edition. The problem with libertarians. According to KXMB.com, the Say Anything blog, Glenn Reynolds, just to throw my two cents into the mix on this libertarians issue, this is a blog responding to another blog about libertarians. He says, I'd suggest that libertarians aren't much of a force in American politics, not because they're too independent to be joiners, but rather because most libertarians aren't worth taking seriously. In my experience, libertarians are nice people with nice ideas. After all, who doesn't support more individual freedoms and smaller government? Well, George Bush, perhaps. But the problem with libertarians is that while their ideas are nice, most of them seem incapable of grasping the reality of applying those ideals to actual reality. We could be talking to a libertarian about the need to reduce the size of government one minute, and the next minute that libertarian is trying to sell you on some madness like privatizing the highway system. Now, to be fair, the only reason any libertarian would ever be talking about privatizing roads is if you brought it up, Mr. Blogger. If you're the one who says, yeah, well, what about the roads? Well, yeah, you're going to set a libertarian off on talking about the roads, because you asked. Otherwise, I don't think most libertarians just go to the roads issue.
I don't think so either. It doesn't seem like it doesn't seem logical.
He says, let's see, one minute, you'll be talking to the libertarian about the freedoms that we Americans enjoy, and the next minute, that same libertarian will be frothing at the mouth about the measures our intelligence agencies take, like the NSA call monitoring, to keep our free society from crumbling down around our ears because of attacks by our enemies. Now you seeing this guy's political stance? Figuring it out yet?
Yes, well, it's clear that he's an authoritarian of some sort.
Yeah, he's basically a neocon, as far as I can tell, supporting the NSA call monitoring. Well, yeah, of course we're against that, because we're for privacy. We think that, you know, the Fourth Amendment, search and seizure. Let's pull up the Fourth Amendment here from the Bill of Rights Security Edition, available at securityedition.com. The Fourth Amendment, the right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, shall not be violated. Now, back in the late 1700s, when this document was written, they didn't have telephones. They didn't have international phone calls. So they didn't really think to include things like technologies they hadn't thought of yet, but I think that probably could be counted under effects, as in it's your personal property, it's yours, you have a right to privacy about it, on or about it. That's just my suggestion. Apparently the administration and their lackeys, like this blogger, disagree. But going on, so he says that so the libertarian will be frothing at the mouth about measures our intelligence agencies take to keep our society from crumbling down around our ears because of attacks by our enemies. Well, because if it wasn't for the NSA, we obviously wouldn't even have a society anymore. Whew, thank goodness for federal law enforcement agencies. What would we do without them, Mark?
God knows. I mean, please, it's the agencies themselves that have created the whole problem in the first place.
And how's that?
We wouldn't be in danger of foreign attacks, terrorists, if it wasn't for our involvement over in the Middle East.
That's true.
That's the reason that they want to attack us.
The CIA's been messing around over there for decades. And he says, while libertarians are strong supporters of individual freedoms, you cannot convince many of them that the best way to protect ourselves from foreign aggressors is to spread that same level of individual freedom to places in the world that don't have it. That's because, sir, when you're trying to convince a libertarian that of what you just said, you're talking about hegemony. You're talking about sending the military, the U.S. military and all of its might and bombs and guns and armor and troops around to invade other countries. And according to, and most libertarians happen to be fans of the Constitution. And in that document, it specifies fairly clearly that that's not something we're supposed to be doing. We're not even supposed to have a standing army.
Not every every libertarian is against interventionism in foreign countries.
Oh, I think that a real libertarian will be.
That's your opinion.
You can't just label yourself a libertarian and then go around promoting warmongering things like what you're talking about. You're not a libertarian.
Neil Bortz does.
He's not a libertarian.
That's your opinion.
He's a talk show host who wants to differentiate himself from the rest of the Rush Limbaugh clones. He supports us on the war on drugs, but when it comes to spying on Americans, when it comes to pretty much anything else George Bush wants to do, at least from what I understand, he's not a libertarian.
That's your opinion.
No, it's the opinion of most libertarians that I've talked to.
Okay.
Why don't you go put a poll up on the BBS and ask people what they think?
I'm sure it'll come out exactly the way you say.
Yeah. Were you going somewhere with that?
No, I'm just saying that libertarians are of all ilks. I mean, there's lots of people that call themselves libertarians that believe lots of different things.
No, sir. You have to understand, a libertarian is somebody that believes in voluntary solutions to problems. We don't believe in using force to achieve political or social goals. A libertarian is somebody that wants to get government out of people's lives. There's no all sorts of libertarians. There's libertarians, and then there's everybody else.
Okay, well, I believe, as a libertarian, I believe I am, I believe that we should have a gas tax to fund roads. Am I a libertarian?
Not completely. Let's talk to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. You're more so than most other people, Mark, by a large amount. But not totally. Johnson in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, Larry Elder isn't a libertarian either.
Yeah, he's just crazy what he says.
What? Larry Elder? Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, he's not a Larry Elder.
I'm not a libertarian because of gas taxes?
Oh, no, I was agreeing with Ian. Sorry, Mark.
Please.
I agree.
The only thing you're saying is that libertarians are anarchists, is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that libertarians have taken an oath that says that they will not use force for political or social gain.
And that oath is an anarchist oath.
No, it's really not, actually.
Okay,
it's
tell me.
It's really not at all.
He didn't hear you, Mark. You have to repeat.
Tell
your question.
Me how it's not.
Show you how it's not?
Yeah.
Because you can have a small government that is, you know, legitimate through contracts, not war, not having us go over to another country to bomb them back into the Stone Age to take some oil from them, or to have a religious jihad. It's not necessary.
I don't think I'm proposing that.
I don't think I can agree with you, Johnson, because you can't have a government through contracts. You can have a private security agency through contracts. You can have protection agencies through contracts. But the definition of government is an agency that uses force over others.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, I think it's somewhere in between.
To govern means to control. Now, if you voluntarily consented to that control, then I suppose you are being,
right.
You could be, I suppose you could have an agency that you might want to call a government, but if you can also unconsent or that contract ends at some point, then that it's no longer your government. I suppose.
Now, I'm playing along with you guys, but really the reason why I wanted to call in here is to change the subject at least for a little bit.
Sure.
I have a story. It's a little bit of a long story, but it is a huge caveat emptor for our listeners.
All right.
About PayPal.
Hmm.
I just found out something about PayPal's security policies tonight that have me worried and on edge for some of our listeners and for anyone who uses PayPal.
Which is virtually every single one of our amplifiers.
Right. I think that what needs to happen is I'm glad that competition has arisen PayPal. Well, starting too with Google.
Yeah, but they're not doing. They're only doing store payments at this point. They're not. They're not doing subscription stuff. They're not doing anything
and
you could use.
And that's why I said started to arisen.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here's what I have learned about PayPal. First of all, I know that they have some security issues with locking down accounts. They like to make sure that they're real secure. You know, one of the other radio show hosts we knew from the past, he had a problem when we went out to the podcast expo with his PayPal card. But what I found out recently is one of my PayPal accounts had been locked. And that PayPal account had been locked not because of any action that I took, but because I lived with someone who had their account locked.
Oh
now,
my.
There's more to this story. And
we're
going to
have you tell it in a moment. 800-259-9231. Hang on. We'll find out what is so bad about PayPal. But unfortunately, until there's anybody that can possibly replace them, we have to continue supporting them because they're the only ones that can allow us to run our amplifier program. There's just not enough competition yet. But we're looking. We'll get the details on the rest of this story and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Today, class, we'll study the elements of the periodic table. Forget that, teacher. Let's get under the hood with a real-life chemistry lab. When I come back, we'll experiment.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Close the chemistry books. Here's a real-world lesson in nitrous oxide. Before jet propulsion, nitrous oxide was used to increase airspeed in World War II Allied aircraft. Then later developed as a racing application, this compound provides a powerful boost at around 570 degrees Fahrenheit when it splits, feeding more combustion-friendly oxygen to an engine while increasing fuel injection. The result? Greater horsepower and a rocket ride. Now, class, your homework is to memorize this. The street is a dangerous place to mix this explosive combination, drinking and driving. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the listener map there with over 1,500 listeners from around the world. You can see them or add yourself to it at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Back to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live again with Ian and Mark. You're telling us a little story about PayPal. As you apparently discovered, they had locked out one of your PayPal accounts because you lived with somebody they didn't like?
Right. Basically, what happened is I found out that my PayPal account was locked, and it said that my account was, because of information that my account shared with an account at a certain domain name, it gave me the email address. So I went and
So it wasn't that you lived with the person? It was that you were at the same domain name?
No. That my account was somehow linked to someone with an email address at a domain name. It was basically telling me, like, your account shares information with this person.
Huh.
And it didn't give me the full email address. It said the person with an email account at this domain.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay. So I go through all the steps, and I'm trying to figure out. I don't even know what that meant at that point. So I go through all their steps, you know, fax them information and to, like, have them give a call to a certain number to verify, like, telephone number and bank account information.
This is to prove that you are who you say you are, that sort of thing.
And I even go through the step of faxing in a driver's license. So I go through all this information to verify that I am who I am. And I finally, I get some people on the line and they say, okay, you know, okay, we understand that your account, is linked to this other account and you're saying that you're not this person. So we're going to, there shouldn't be any problem. We'll lift the restrictions of your account.
Okay.
And they get an email back that says that, well, we can't lift the restrictions of your account because it appears that you share more than just an address. And, of course, that other information that we share is our IP address because we log into the Internet from the same location.
Oh, so the other person is Torgo, then.
Well, yes. I didn't really want to get into specifics, but basically what happened is...
Everyone knows who you live with.
Well, I don't know if everyone knows, but, basically what happened is apparently he had some sort of problem in the past, I guess, where he didn't have enough money, and he wrote a check and had a charge on his PayPal account, and so... something bounced, and he had a couple of different charges hit his PayPal account because they kept trying to make the charge, and so they charged him like basically what would account for like an NSF fee, like what a normal bank would charge, but they charged him three right in a row to his account.
Mm.
So he probably owes PayPal like $100-$150 or something like that, and so they shut down his account.
And now, yours as well.
And mine as well, just because I live with them. And now, even though we've called them back and I've verified who I am, and they, when I called back, they said if Torgo mails in his, or faxes in a copy of his license, then we will definitely have information to show that you are two different people.
I see.
So he calls tonight to verify that that's the case and to figure out what he needs to do to go through resolving the account,
mm-hmm.
and they say, well, it doesn't matter. As long as you two are both alive, your accounts will be linked forever.
Wow. What?
Now, and we went through all this. We went through all these scenarios because I said I'm moving in a couple months. What's going to happen then? Our accounts will always be linked forever. So if anything ever happens, him and his account ever goes negative again or whatever, my account can just be shut off.
My goodness, that's crazy.
Now, the other thing that I found out about this that's crazy is that, think about this, Ian. If you have someone renting from you, they share your address.
Yeah.
Now, if someone comes and lives with you who happens to have a PayPal account that's in arrears or has a problem in their PayPal account, your PayPal account could just get shut off.
Yikes. All the better reason to have a private mailbox.
Yeah, something, it's absolutely insane.
That's a nutty rule. I'm sure you gave them an earful of what you thought about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I said, this is ridiculous. I asked, there's no way that this can be taken care of.
It's not like he's your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some people might think that's the case, but...
Oh, come on now. Don't you live with Mark now?
No, he moved out.
Yes.
Oh.
We couldn't get along.
Oh, I see.
We broke up.
Things weren't going too well between you two?
No, apparently not. So was that all? I mean, did you, you said something about their security policies. Did you actually read their policy, or was that pretty much the story?
After going through all that, I found out that it is indeed in the thing that you signed, because I asked. That doesn't even sound like it's legal to, hold someone else financially responsible just because of a roommate. And it is in the agreement that you sign.
Did they point out the actual language for you?
They did read the language to me, and I would have to go look it up. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it is in there.
Wow, that's stunning. And as soon as we get a chance...
The language is, if anybody wants to look for it, it's in the section that talks about account closures.
Got it. Johnson, thanks for the lead, man. We appreciate it. And so at this point, your account has been unlocked, though, right?
Oh, no, it hasn't. And it won't be. Not yet. Not until Torgo takes care of his account, which he's planning on doing. But my account is not unlocked and won't be unlocked until that happens.
Wow.
And if his, you know, if his account ever were to have a problem with it again, or if mine would ever have a problem, you know, each of our accounts are forever linked, and there's nothing that will ever be done about that.
That's amazing. Good luck with your Odyssey, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Wow.
Yeah, I was. What happens when he moves?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Can he start another account at that point?
That's what I would do. I don't know. That's a bizarre restriction. 800-259-9231. So I think we've pretty much, let's see. Oh, there's a little bit more to this, the problem with libertarians blog post that we started up at the beginning of the hour. The guy says, let me put it to you this way. And we've already determined he's essentially a neocon, believes in interventionism around the world. He actually believes that you can somehow spread freedom to places by invading them with a military.
Right.
That I just
the
don't understand.
For that is really strong.
Yeah, I just don't get that. How is it that, I mean, really, the only way you could really believe that to be the case is that you just believe anything George Bush and Rush Limbaugh say to you. If they say it's spreading freedom, then you believe it's spreading freedom. If they say that shoving freedom down somebody's throat with a grenade is the way to make them free, then you'll believe it. And that's the only, I don't understand how else you could come to that conclusion. Anyway, he says, let me put it to you this way. Libertarians have a lot of ideas, but very few actual policies. You ask them how they'd keep this country safe from its enemies, and they'll tell you all about how they're going to keep this country's citizens safe from the government, which, don't get me wrong, is important too, but it misses the point. How to keep the country safe from its enemies? How can a country, which is essentially a plot of land between imaginary lines, how can a country, a plot of land, have enemies? Is that even possible? I suppose that there could be people that disagree with the government, an organization of people, an organization of individuals, purporting to stand and represent those and other individuals within that plot of land. I could suppose that, you know, there could be enemies against the government of the United States, but I don't think that a plot of land can have enemies, and I don't think that the American people in general have enemies. I think that the people that hate America hate the United States federal government.
Well, then why did they blow up, why did they fly airplanes into buildings of civilians?
Well, there were some government offices there as well.
They
but,
didn't do it for the government offices.
It was otherwise, spectacle.
They
it was
they
terror.
They would have gone. Well, then why didn't they just hit the Pentagon, the White House, and the Capitol?
To terrorize, to make a point. To let the American people know that they'd had enough of their meddling.
Those people were enemies of the American people.
The people in the World Trade Centers were... Wait, you mean the...
The people who flew the airplanes into them. Assuming that you believe the story that...
And the alleged reason they did that was because the government has been meddling in their affairs, which...
I would concur with that.
Yeah, which has a lot to do with the American people who elected them. We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's live streams there. Broadband version, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking, just a recap, I don't think we had a chance to get all our thoughts out on this World Trade Center attack as far as what we were talking about the government and does the government have enemies. And actually, Johnson sent me a quick IM pointing out that the terrorists that attacked, they might have thought that maybe the people should have been a target because, well, we haven't risen up against this government.
I understand that.
Therefore, we're implicitly agreeing with what the government does.
It's a completely unfair line of thinking, and that doesn't change the fact that those people are enemies of the American people.
Okay. That said, let's move on. Talking about the war on drugs...
Just to go a little farther, suppose you're one of the many of them are Saudi Arabians. Suppose you're one of the many Saudi Arabians that support or apathetically don't care about the government of King Fahd at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they kill all them instead?
I don't know.
No good reason.
All right, so back to the war on drugs from James Q. Wilson. He's critiquing the libertarian stance on drug law. So another post that is critiquing libertarians. He says, when I mentioned in my last column that our federal drug laws were irrational, I was immediately greeted with the demand that we solve the problem by legalizing drugs. If only things were so simple, says Mr. Wilson. The central problem with legalizing drugs is that it will increase drug consumption under almost any reasonable guess as to what the legalization regime would look like. The debate, I think, must be in between those who admit this increase and then explain why they would find it tolerable, and those who admit the increase and find it intolerable. Well, first of all, this isn't something you necessarily have to guess at, though it's not really something you could be too sure of at the same time. if you look at other countries like the Netherlands, Amsterdam, for instance, that has sort of legalized marijuana, there is that. Wait, is it Holland? Is Amsterdam in Holland? I'm confused now.
I thought the Netherlands.
The Netherlands?
God, this gets so confusing with me with Denmark, Netherlands,
darn Europe.
Holland. No, it's just those countries there because they have different names. The Danish or who, and the Dutch
or
what?
But if you do look at the statistics as far as what happened before and after their semi-legalization of marijuana, you
Amsterdam's
find.
Amsterdam's in Denmark.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're right about that. Then you find that the amount of usage did spike for a short time after they made marijuana semi-legal. It did spike for a very short time. Then it went down below the levels that it was at before marijuana was made semi-legal. So I understand it's apples and oranges, that's Amsterdam, it's not the United States, therefore you can't really compare the two, but nonetheless, that's still some tangible, real-life evidence that we can go and look at. And you can say to yourself, well, why, if the product was legal, did it lose popularity? The suggested answer is, of course, that it's no longer a forbidden fruit. That it doesn't hold that that aura of, ooh, this is bad, we should do it. Which is what teenagers think when they come across drugs. It's bad, mom and dad don't want me to do it, the government doesn't want us to do it, so we should do it. Well, if it's legal, then it doesn't have that forbidden fruit aspect to it. Anyway, going on with this guy's thoughts, he says illegal drugs, and here I refer chiefly to cocaine, heroin, PCP, and meth, so he's not even talking about marijuana in this article, have three prices that are much higher than what they would be if the sale were legal. First, under legalization, the cash price would be lower. No one knows by how much, but
it's hard to say.
The most cautious scholar says by a factor of 3. The boldest one says by a factor of 20.
Wow.
I'd say it's probably closer to the 20.
Now
take a powerfully addictive substance, one that not only operates on but modifies the human brain by producing compelling effects that often can only be achieved again by increasing the dosage, and ask how many more people would buy it if its cash price were only 30% or even 5% of its current price. Unless you think that everybody who wants the drug is already using it, a most unlikely possibility, then the answer must be a lot. And again, he's going on a lot of presumptions here. Now, I would be interested to see the results of this poll.
Really?
Let's take a poll of 1,000 Americans. That's a scientifically sized study.
Yeah.
Random sample of 1,000 Americans. Heck, let's make it Americans 18 to 35. Because,
ooh.
I mean, it's very unlikely that if you pick up the phone and talk to a 65-year-old that they're going to say, yes, I want to try some crack. If it was legal, I'd go right out and buy me some. Very unlikely that you're going to find
very
that
answer. Very unlikely.
So let's narrow it down. Let's have a poll done that asks 18 to 35-year-old Americans, both male and female, if crack was 5 cents, let's just make it affordable for everybody. You don't have to work. You could just go and scrounge through vending machines and get enough money to buy
you
crack.
You sure could.
If crack was free on the corner, would you go out and get yourself some free crack? And find out how many Americans, and then ask them, well, if crack was $50 or whatever the current rate is, I don't know what a crack rock goes for these days, but whatever the current rate, the black market rate of crack rocks are, and ask them if they would be willing to pay that amount for the crack, and let's compare the difference. Let's see how many Americans are willing to pick up a crack or PCP or heroin habit just because the price is less.
I don't think the poll is going to be of any use because I don't think too many people, even people that begin using crack. Before they began using crack, I don't think you could have asked them, hey, would you try crack? And they would have said yes. I think it's just sort of something that people spontaneously do whenever it is that they start doing it.
Now, why would they start doing crack, though?
I couldn't tell you why people do crack. I really can't. But I would just think that if you were to ask somebody who, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, is going to do crack in today's world, hey, would you ever try crack? But their answer would be no.
By the way, Amsterdam is in Holland.
It says here it's in the Netherlands.
Right. So Holland is another name for the Netherlands.
I think
that's why we were confused.
Well, we were
both right initially.
Yeah.
It's in the Netherlands and it's in Holland because the Netherlands is Holland. I think.
I hate that because I get those countries confused. There's Denmark, Holland, Netherlands.
And to think I went to geography class in middle school. I should know these things.
Geography is usually very good for me, and some days I do know the answer to this, but today is not one of those days.
So, I'm curious as to what Americans' response would be, and I just don't think that the cash price has anything to do with whether or not people are going to start using crack. I think a lot of people start using crack because they maybe are a cocaine user, and I'm speculating now, too. And if you are a crackhead and you want to clue us in as to how you started, 800-259-9231. But I think that, they have their drug dealer who's providing them with whatever drug they're currently using, and they say, hey, how'd you like to try this crack rock? I'll give it to you for free. You might think I'm just talking like an old infomercial about, or not infomercial, but an old advertisement about drugs, like the suggestion that the pusher pushes it on them for free. But that really does happen. It really does. You give them the crack rock for free, get them hooked, and then they keep coming back. This crack is really supposed to be that addictive. Anyway, going on with his thoughts, he says, second, under legalization, the quality price would be lower. Drugs are now purchased, in most cases, from people who offer no meaningful promise of quality. You can buy cocaine or heroin that has been cut 5 times or 20 times with rat poison or sugar. The Food and Drug Administration does not require accurate labeling, and unless you're a repeat customer, you probably have no idea what you're getting. And even in the case of being a repeat customer, you don't have any idea what you're getting because batches can change batch to batch. Feel like taking a chance? Buy a drug from that furtive fellow on the street corner. Third, and by the way, he's right about that. The quality sucks. It could be cut with something dangerous. You don't know the level of drugs that you're getting when you're buying it through the black market, which is one argument for total legalization, because it helps keep people safer. They know the exact measurements, the exact doses that they're giving themselves. He goes on, though. He says, third, under legalization, the search price would be zero. You would not have to search or run risks of being mugged or arrested. Maybe you would be able to buy it in the local pharmacy.
Or at least very close to zero.
But you would get it from some dealer operating in the open with no risk to you. This is a great argument for legalization. You're not wasting people's time going around trolling through dark, scary neighborhoods looking for violent, dangerous crack dealers. These are reasons for legalization. So we're going to get to his argument against legalization, which is coming up. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it. in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the Wednesday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about an article from James Q. Wilson over at Slate.com about drugs and the legalization thereof. And his idea, his conceptualization as to why it won't work or why he's scared of the legalization of drugs.
I'm very interested in this.
And we're going to jump back into it in a moment. But first, need to tell you about the Amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up to be a Free Talk Live amplifier if you like what we're doing on the show. If you like the message of freedom and liberty that we deliver here six nights a week, and you want to see it, or you want to hear us get on more stations around the country, the AMP program is the way to go. If you want to hear us get more internet listeners on board with the show, AMP is how it is happening. And it is happening. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. We give you everything on our website up front for free at freetalklive.com, as you're well aware if you've been to it. Unlike those other radio talk shows, they want to charge you for it. So since we give you everything for free, we voluntarily are asking you to pony up $3 a month. It's up to you. And so far, over 280 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers.
God bless them.
For as little as $3 a month. And you get perks. You get access to classic archives. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, and more. All of the details, including how we're spending that $3. Because, again, we're taking it in, and we're turning right back around into promotion for Free Talk Live. This does not go to paychecks.
No, it doesn't. The only way we benefit from it is that the amplifier program grows the show, and on the grown show, we are then able to sell ads that we can take paychecks from.
Right, but if you like the idea of this show spreading, AMP's the way to go. Amp.freetalklive.com. So, this guy from Slate.com is pointing out some very real facts about legalization. He points out that the price of the actual product will be lower. The drugs, that is. The price will be lower because the black market won't be involved. Real competition can happen. The competition in the legitimate market doesn't involve shooting your competitors.
Right.
So real competition is going to lower prices. He also points out that the drugs will be pure. They will be manufactured under strict controls in a laboratory environment, so the users will know exactly what they're getting. And he points out that there's no more cost to searching for the drugs. You don't have to look around the streets for them. You don't have to take risks to get your hands on them. He says, cut all of these three prices, the cash cost, the risk of not getting decent quality, and the absence of searching and running risks, and the total price reduction would not be by a factor of 20, but instead maybe by a factor of 50. And he says, consumption will go up dramatically. I think he's being very presumptuous here. But he goes on. Now what happens? Here's where the only meaningful debate can exist. Do you think there will be a decrease in drug crime? Maybe. If the crime committed by users seeking money to buy drugs and the dealers protecting their rights to sell drugs falls by an amount greater than the increase in crime committed by addicted users who are no longer capable of holding a job. How many drug users has this guy ever met? That's what I would like to know. Because I don't believe it's very many.
Right. I don't think that he knows anything about many drug users have jobs.
I've
function.
Seen. Right.
Fine.
Look at alcoholics. I mean, they're the ones that are really having having trouble getting jobs. Are we talking about outlawing alcohol again? In fact, I used to know a construction guy, and I've told this story before in the past. I used to know a guy working in the construction trade, and if you want to encounter some drug addicts, go work in construction. He would tell me that if he could choose between a crackhead and an alcoholic to put on his work crew, he'd choose the crackhead every single time. Why is that?
Because they're going to be there. They
yep.
have to have it, and they're going to be there. An alcoholic, on the other hand, there's so many repercussions to what they do. Headaches, vomiting,
right.
shakes, all that other stuff, that they're just really unreliable.
That alcoholic is more likely to call in and say, I'm sick, I'm hungover. Whereas the crackhead's there at 5 in the morning, ready to rock and roll, get on that crew, get the job done, go home and smoke some crack. And that's, you know, that's his personal experience as a guy running a construction crew. So I really don't think this guy knows anything about drug users. I've known plenty of them in my time. And they all are pretty, you know, it's responsible as far as being able to hold down a job. They may not be able to save money because they're spending it on drugs. But then again, they'd be able to spend less and get more drugs if the drugs were legal. So they'd be able to save more money. Of course, then they'd probably just buy more alcohol. But hey, that's their problem, not mine. And, of course, the whole illegality of the drugs puts us all at risk, and that's a whole other issue. But let's continue with his paranoid, delusional scenario here. He says, so now what happens? Well, they're no longer capable of holding a job. Not all coke and heroin addicts are incapacitated, but a significant fraction, perhaps one-fifth, perhaps more, are. Cocaine addicts? Incapacitated? Never seen.
Ridiculous.
It.
Now, crack addicts? Incapacitated? I don't know. I mean, I've heard stories, but they're not incapacitated.
No.
The only thing
that's going to harm a crack addict is if he happens to have a heart attack while he's smoking the crack. Crack's a dangerous drug. I'm not recommending you do it at all. It's very dangerous. But it doesn't incapacitate you because they're right out running. I mean, crack doesn't last a long time.
Right.
Crack high, I think I've heard it's 10 minutes peak, 20 minutes maybe, the entire experience. Don't quote me on that, but it's not long because then the crackhead's out of his crack. He's running out the door to go buy some more. Anyway, he continues, say we have 1 million users now, with 200,000 of them so dependent on the drug that they are useless for any activity, including holding a job. Now, suppose after legalization, we have 5 million users with 1 million totally zonked. We can support the 1 million on welfare, huh? Though I think the political chance of that is utterly remote. Or we can let them fend for themselves by stealing. They may well steal more than the 200,000 steal when the price of drugs is much higher.
Do alcoholics steal now?
No.
Very unlikely. I mean, they can get what they need.
They can drink until they die. It's so affordable.
It absolutely is.
I don't think he understands how affordable these drugs are going to be.
It's amazing that he went from understanding these points that he had to just... blowing up and going crazy.
That's all this is. I'm scared of the drug addicts.
I'm scared of drug addicts, too. I mean, I don't think that a crackhead is going to make the greatest decisions in the world, but he's going to make significantly better decisions than he does right now.
He won't ever be, if drugs are legal, a crackhead will never be deciding to break into somebody's house and steal stuff. It's the only reason they decide that now is because they need more crack.
Yeah.
In a legal world, the crack would be close to free. Think about how cheap aspirin is. Imagine if you could buy a vial of crack for a little more than aspirin.
Maybe.
Heck, even if it was $20, you could get probably 10 times the amount of crack, if not more, for the same amount of money if it was legal. And this guy just doesn't get it. Let's talk to Gene in China. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Gene, the Christian anarchist. Hello, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Gene, doing great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I thought I would call from China. This is second time I called you from China.
What time is it over there right now?
Oh, it's almost 10 a.m.
Okay. Well, it's almost 10 p.m. here, so we're running short on time, Eastern time. So get your observations, your points, whatever you wanted to share. Go for it.
Well, you remember last time I called you, I told you it was rather difficult to find police cars.
Yeah.
And at the time, they were upgrading their cars to a newer style. I took a picture of the old-style police car and the newer-style police car. Now... I thought they were going to retire the old police cars and replace them with the new ones, but apparently that wasn't their plan at all. They just augmented their force. So now the police presence is at least double what it was my last trip here. And so there's quite a bit more police presence, but they still don't carry guns.
Hmm.
They still, you know, so you're not likely to get shot by a police officer over here like you will in the States.
Okay.
They don't, they seem to spend a lot of time writing tickets and harassing people that way like our cops do.
Yeah, they're making more money in China, so they're now going to bump up their government as much as they can.
And I clarified the tax situation, too, for property taxes, because we had a discussion on the BBS once about what the property taxes were in China, whether they compared with property taxes in the States, and I kind of assumed that property taxes in the States are worse than property taxes in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've verified that. I'm not 100% sure, but I talked to a real estate guy or a guy selling property.
Wait a minute,
here.
Can you actually, now, do you actually own property in China? I thought that the state owns everything.
Well, that's what I had thought, too, until now. And what it does is, if you buy an apartment or whatever, it's in your name for, I believe it's 70 years. And at the end of the 70-year time, I thought it went back to the state. But it doesn't go back to the state. What it is at the end of the 70 years time, they hit you with a one-time lump sum property tax, basically. And then you have it for another 70 years before they hit you again. I told the guy, I don't think I'm going to live to 140 years, so I don't think I have to worry about the second hit.
Huh. Wait a minute. Can you sell, if you buy a piece of property, can you sell it within that 70-year period, or do you have to hold it?
Yes. Yes, you can sell it. And,
so is there a bustling real estate market there in China?
It's picking up, yeah. There's quite a bit more. In fact, I went to a place yesterday.
But wait. Just a quick question. If you sell before you're 70 years, do they assess you the partial tax at that point?
Okay, if you sell in 5 years, you get hit with a tax. If you sell after 5 years, then you don't.
Hmm.
So you have to sit on the property for 5 years, and there's no tax.
Interesting.
So no flipping condos there.
No flipping condos.
Hey, Gene, we're out of time, man, but call us with some more observations when you get back to the States, and have a safe trip and enjoy the rest of it. Thanks, dude.
All right,
thanks. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will be joining you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.